In this moment of racial reckoning, many white Americans are asking, what part did I play? Ed Ball began that soul searching about 30 years ago. He has a new book out now, Life of a Klansman. It's a history of a murderous post-Civil War white supremacist in his family. But today we want to look at the book he started in 1993 and took 6 years to write and research, Slaves in the Family. It's one man's apology for his family's participation in the slave trade and a takedown of the family myth that they were the good slave owners in rice plantations along the Cooper River in South Carolina's Low Country. After the book came out in 1998, Ed Ball felt he needed more than an accounting. He needed to make an apology, and he needed to bring together the white and black descendants of the Ball plantations. I was privileged to travel with him for a story for ABC's Good Morning America for this reckoning that started in one of the family's former plantations.
When I look at parts of this former plantation, I see a beautiful, spacious lawn. You see what?
I see the slave village, because that lawn was the site of 12 slave houses where about 150 people lived.
Finding the Ball slave descendants was hard. Earning their trust was harder.
I was very skeptical. Didn't trust him.
That's Charlotte Dunn. She's Katie Rogers' daughter. Katie's grandmother was the Ball family slave, Bright Ma. Ed found her name in South Carolina Historical Society records. Katie remembers Bright Ma jumping into a river.
And I said, why you do that? She said, I want to show you what I had done to keep from getting a whipping. I said, they was going to whip you? She said, oh, yeah, they would have whipped me good.
When he apologized, that was symbolic of the acknowledgement that I needed and other black people needed of the atrocities that happened in our lives.
Charlotte appreciated Ed's apology. Ed's white relatives, like Jeff Ball, did not.
I'm not accountable for something that happened 167 years ago.
And then there was this caller to a local radio show.
His family profited from the slavery of my people, and he owes more than a book. I wish he would come to me and tell me, yeah, my people, you were my slaves and my family. I would beat the crap out of them myself.
And it was in this climate that Ed Ball organized his black and white descendants reunion. So what happened? And what advice does Ed Ball have today for families also willing to turn a clear eye to their ancestors' history? Ed Ball, author of The New Life of a Klansman and the National Book Award-winning Slaves in the Family, joins us now. Ed, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
You know, after so many years, what happens when you hear again about that trip years ago?
Well, it is a journey of acknowledgement and of redemption. African Americans and white Americans who share a violent and warlike history can break bread together in a way that fosters healing. And that's what I feel about what we did some 25 years ago.
Well, you say you hope for healing, and I saw some. And others may be suspicious that this was, you know, a white person wanting to assuage their own guilt and asking the African Americans to help him do that. Or some romantic notion maybe that you once again would be the white person coming in to, kind of heal them.
Well, some people didn't want to talk to me at all. Most people were quite suspicious. But after spending months at the kitchen tables of dozens and dozens of African-American families, I mean, my family enslaved close to 4,000 people, and there are approximately 100,000 descendants, I managed to build genuine relationships. I did come to the conclusion that it was appropriate to apologize, inadequate, perhaps even somewhat self-serving, but a symbolic act of atonement and acknowledgement that my people had perpetrated acts of violence and cruelty on the bodies of thousands of others. And I still think this is part of the undertaking we're having right now, which is to change the narrative about American memory and American history.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the moment where you have brought together your relatives and the descendants of the people they enslaved. You didn't think anyone would show. Hundreds came with great trepidation. We're going to start with one of the black descendants, Dolores Singletary.
I was a little nervous this evening. It was thinking about Edward's family and wondering, well, we are not sure just how receptive they are.
Hello, hello.
They would meet, but first they would listen. They heard about the whippings, about the slave children born of slave owners. And after Ed spoke, he asked the descendants of slaves to stand.
Show yourselves.
Then the descendants of the slave owners. Then Ed introduced his white relatives to his new black acquaintances.
Nellie, may I introduce you to Dolores Singletary?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Nellie Ball Brennan.
I sort of look at it as an accountability. That's kind of how I see it. We're just sort of claiming the past and being accountable to it.
Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah, I'm glad to meet
you, too. You know, you read about some of the books.
Yes. Oh,
you have, I'm glad you want to meet me.
So, Ed Ball, there we have one of your white relatives saying, I'm glad you want to meet me. just,
yes.
It was quite a day.
A lot of my relatives were scared. Some were concerned that if I wrote an uncensored history of our family slave plantations, we would be shamed and vilified. And more than a few worried that we might be sued for reparations. However, in the end, terrible things did not occur and do not occur to white families that undertake to reckon with their inheritance. And I've been contacted by hundreds upon hundreds of African Americans who are interested in doing something like this from the other side. So I think that there is a kernel of medicine by this family-to-family personal reckoning with our historical past.
You mentioned the fear of being sued for reparations. There is no Ball family money. It was all lost after the Civil War. You, at the time, I remember you were trying to think of maybe something you could do with the sale of the book.
I undertook a personal project of reparations. I established a small foundation. It was called the Committee of Descendants, and it brought together three black descendants of Ball family slaves and three white members of the Ball family, and we distributed small grants in South Carolina as an act of repair.
Well, and as others have said, it's something that the entire country needs to participate in. Ed Ball, just asking you briefly about your new book, Life of a Klansman. I guess you were looking through your mom's papers in 2003, and you found this reference to Our Klansman. The book is getting beautiful reviews. You spoke with Lulu Garcia Navarro on NPR. We'll post that at herenow.org. You did a bookstore appearance with Ibram Kendi, the anti-racist scholar, supporter of your work. You were supposed to speak at Tulane, and that was canceled after students fiercely objected to the notion of a white person speaking about a white supremacist family history. What would you say to those students?
I would say that I honor your sense of injury, and yet I disagree that those stories should be silenced. It's a bit like lancing into an old wound that has healed over and trapped poison within it. And I think that by opening the wounds that we have in our national memory, and we have quite a number of them, and releasing the poison, we might be able to heal our injuries more successfully.
Well, and it's an injury you walk with. You'd never compare it to that of the descendants of the slaves on your family's plantations, but you write in your book, you are well aware that this Klansman's rampage cleared space for the comfort that you and all whites live in right now. And that makes you sick at the stomach, you write.
Now and then, while researching and writing, I did have to pause because some of the stories are like hot stones held in the hand. But this is, again, trying to get to the other side of it by passing through it.
Author Edward Ball, again, his new book, Life of a Klansman. We've also been speaking about his 1998 National Book Award-winning book, Slaves in the Family. Ed Ball, thank you so much. It's so nice to speak with you again. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Robin. It's good to be with you.
And in that 1998 reunion, one of the White Ball relatives gave a wooden peg she'd taken from the slave quarters before they were demolished to Black descendant Dolores Singletary. We leave you with her thoughts as she held that piece of wood.
It was a home that they lived in. Something tangible that you actually can touch. These were real people. They were human. They had feelings.
Your ancestors.
Yes, my ancestors were real.